central. If you can understand that, praise God, guess what? We're going to go further and trying to build members, praise God, trying to build ministers, trying to build this Christian organization that we talk about. But the second essential is the fact that the body, it is Christ's body. You see, we can more easily understand our relationship to the church if we understand the analogy of the body of Christ. You see, the church is Christ's body. I'm talking about functioning under his direction because he is, in fact, the head. You see, Paul writes in two places. Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. And he says, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, praise God, which is his body, the fullness, praise God, of him that fills all in all. And then Paul goes on to the Colossian church and he writes these words at Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. He says, and he is the head of the church, of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things that he might have preeminence. Praise God. Can I just pause right here and say it's all about him?
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
Awesome rule until redeeming.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
We're still talking about our identity as Christians. And the enemy who's trying to steal from us all that God has given us, all that he has put in us. And the scripture we read to you is John 10 and 10. And we all know this scripture. It says, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. That's Jesus talking. And he warns us in John 10 and 10 that it's a thief coming. And he doesn't come to do any good to us. He come to steal, to kill, and to destroy us in every way possible. In our mind, in our ideas, in our thought life, in everything that we try to do. And certainly, as we try to be perfect Christians and obedient toward God, he come to try and steal everything that we have. He don't want us to be obedient. He don't want us to understand the things that God has told us to do and called us to do. He want us to just be ignorant so that he can rule and reign over us. But the devil is a lie. And so that's why we read John 10 and 10, so you'd be aware of who we're fighting. And another scripture we read was, we want you to remember 1 Peter 5 and 8. And he tells us to be sober, to be vigilant, because the adversary, the devil, he's our adversary. And it's the devil. See, it's not people. It's the devil. And as a roaring lion, he walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Saints of God, God has given us who we're fighting so we know who we're fighting, what we're fighting, so we'll know how to fight. You know, we need to know who we are and whose we are. And we also need to know that we have an enemy, and that's who we're fighting against. We're not fighting against people. We're fighting against the enemy, which is Satan. We need to know who God has made us to be, according to his own will and good pleasure, so that Satan nor the world can trick us into thinking that we're not worth anything or that God doesn't love us. We won't be tricked, because that's what Satan is. He's a trickster also. And our scripture text is Ephesians 1 and 5. And it says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. He adopted us according to the good pleasure of his own will. You know, we said that God, before the creation, before he spoke the world into existence in the book of Genesis, God ordained us. He appointed us. And he predestinated us for the purpose of being his children by adopting us into his royal family. He adopted us into his royal family. He purposed to have many children just like himself, to love, to teach, to anoint, you know, to everything, to train, to do everything that he does. You know, that's what all the greatness, the knowledge, the wisdom, and understanding that God has, he purposed in his heart and in his imagination that he would have children that he would pour his image into and pour his blessing into, pour himself into. And saints of God, that's so far beyond our comprehension as to why God would want children and he would make us his children so that he could pour everything that's in him into us. That is so vital for us to know and to understand. And that's how important God think of us. That's the image that God have of us and that we should have of ourselves. And we also read Psalms 115 and 16. And David said, the heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth has he given to men. The earth is ours, saints, to own, to take care of, to manage, to govern it. Genesis 1 and 28, this is what it says. God says, we are to be fruitful, to multiply, to replenish the earth, and to subdue it, and to have dominion over everything that moves on the face of the earth. That's what God has given us to do. We can't allow the devil to blind us to the truth and to keep us ignorant as to who we are and to how much work that God has poured off into us, his children, his heirs. He made us his children, his heirs, his joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Everything that God has, he wants to pour it into our lives. Why? Because we're his children. His blessing is much more greater than just accumulated wealth, the wealth of this world. You know, many people in this world have acquired wealth, but they don't have the blessing of God. And that makes the difference. They don't have the blessing of God. God gives his children true riches. The scripture tells us, it is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich, and it adds no sorrow with it. That's found in Proverbs 10 and 22, NAS version of the Bible. When God blesses and prospers his people, you know, with wealth, there's no worry or concern connected with it, because we know that God is our source. We know that God is our only source. And the enemy, he can't do anything with it. He can't take it away. The world can't take it away. And Satan can't take it away. The scripture says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he, God, may establish his covenant, which he sware unto our fathers, as it is this day. That's in Deuteronomy 8:18. When we know that it's God's will to bless us, and that it's God's blessing, we can be at peace. We don't have to worry about it being stolen or somebody stealing anything from us, the blessing from us, because once God give it, Satan can't take it away. God's blessing means total well-being. God's blessing upon your life is everything God has to offer. His salvation, his healing, his deliverance, his strength, his provisions, and his abundance. All of these things God has given to us, saints of God. We have victory over our enemies. We have wisdom and revelation knowledge and understanding from God. The blessing God wants us to impart, that he wants to impart and to release into our lives, is unlimited. I'll repeat that. The blessing that God wants to impart and to release into our lives is unlimited. Saints of God, if you don't understand that, just sit and think about unlimited. Get your dictionary and look at what unlimited means. I mean, there are no limits. So if God wants to bless us that much, then we're so, so important to God. And we need to realize that and not allow Satan to take anything from us. Amen. Saints of God, this is a blessing. I want you to understand this lesson is a blessing to us. Malachi 3:10, it says, God says he would open the windows, not window, but windows, more than one, the windows of heaven, and pour us out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it when we pay our tithes and when we pray to him. These blessings, they're not limited to just one area of our life. I want you to realize that. The blessings that God gives us, they're not limited and tied to just one area of our life. This supernatural blessing, it covers every area of our life. It covers every area of our life, saints of God. And what that means is, we are blessed by God in every possible way. It means total well-being. God desires his blessings upon your physical body, that sickness and disease would be dissolved from you. Isn't that a blessing? We have so much sickness and disease in the world today. But this is God's wish for us, that our physical bodies, that sickness and disease, be removed from you. God has said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's in Exodus 15:26. He has given us the power of his Holy Spirit flowing through us, through the spirit, the spiritual gifts, and the spirit, his spirit, to be manifested in our lives. He's given us this, the fruits of the Spirit. We all know about the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians, in the book of Galatians. He's given us those fruits, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness. He's given us all those fruits to be flowing in our life. Not only that, but the gifts of the Spirit, healing, and all of those things that God said that we should have, healing us, the gift of tongues, and prophecy, and teaching, and the preachers, all those things God gave us so that they could be manifested in our life. And that's a lot of stuff. That's a lot of things. But they're all spiritual. and they